In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
Only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
The God of the universe created the world. He didn't snap his fingers or wink his eye. The Lord spoke. He said, "Let there be light," because we believe. We speak about the happenings in this world as we remain mindful that our true home is with Jesus Christ and his kingdom. I'm Todd Herman. Welcome to A Disciple's View. If you hear the background, that's because there are people waiting to talk with you. I want you to write down this phone number, please. Write it down, note it, because I'm going to tell a story and I don't want the phone number to get lost in the story. It's 877-616-2396. And here's my ask. If anything in these stories touch you today, personally, if the God of the universe, the Holy Spirit speaks through you, if you've given already, would you give again? If you're moved to do that. If you've not yet given to help AFR continue to spread the word of the Lord in news around the world, please do that because you have the opportunity to present to someone the first time they've ever heard the word of God, particularly in relation to news. And that is a magic thing. So please write this phone number down because I'm going to tell you a story. It could appear to be a distraction. I don't think it is. It's 877-616-2396. There are people waiting to chat with you there. You can also give securely at AFR.net. Now, this is going to seem like a distraction, but hear me, please. Years ago, I was in the airport, in the security line in the airport, and it was really backed up. There were 300 or 400 people. This is when they first started doing the weird security checks, and everybody take their shoes off and their belts off, and it was a huge backup, and people were very, very frustrated. And this man screamed ugly, horrible things at this woman who was the Department of Homeland Security officer. And I don't go play racial politics. I think that is a great division tactic of the devil. She happened to be a large black woman. He happened to be a slim white man. And he screamed these horrible things at her. And I caught her eye as I was coming out of security, and I looked over at her, and I said across the room, I don't know why I said this. Jesus loves you, ma'am. And she laughed, and she said, oh, he does, baby. He does. And I made it through security, and that woman came up to me, and she embraced me. And I embraced her. It was a moment that other people witnessed. We were the participants, but other people witnessed it. And I happened to be a white dude. She happened to be a black lady, still was. See, here's what you are powering at AFR with these 180 radio stations is you are arming people to inform the next generation. Now, if you're gone and you've gone to your reward, you're with the Lord Jesus, you are arming people to be able to act out the role of being a Christian, to live it out in front of others in relation to news stories. I'm going to go through a news story that was just so shamelessly twisted. It happens to be from where I'm from, and it's an event I know about. I'm going to go through this. But you have an opportunity to say, of course there are lies, because God told us that people would lie. God told us there would be a time where people would call good evil and evil good, and that's happening now. You can tell people the Bible is not, quote, just a book of God's word, quote. I know God's word is primate to all, but it is an explanation for all the things you see today. When you donate at AFR, be it $5, be it $5,000 or $15,000, there are people uniquely blessed. You let us on these 180 stations, in the documentaries, in the books, in the films, in D.C. as we fight for legislation to protect the unborn. You're building the ability to arm the next generation to make these arguments. You do this by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And by the way, the numbers are up in front of me. I'm watching them. And I'm waiting for that $1,000 donation, that $5,000 donation, and I don't see all the phones busy yet. Let me read you this headline, and it's just a horribly scary headline. This is another opportunity for us to talk about sin issues and the need to lie to control others. This is the headline. It's very scary. Alt-right group gathers in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho with SWAT team vibes. Man, that's scary. And this is written by a person who is very intent on having their pronouns respected. The person's name is Andrew Zudrow. He, him. And the way this is written, listen to this horribly scary event. A group of alternative right activists gathered in Coeur d'Alene Saturday for a 756 dark rally in McEwen Park. The gathering, billed as an anti-human trafficking event, was organized by Caleb Altemeyer, the founder of Helping Captives, an organization with informal ties to the Arizona anti-government outfit Veterans on Patrol, according to the Inlander. Helping Captives captured headlines in February when it purchased Deja Vu, a former adult club in Spokane Valley. During a men's revival and stage smashing, a group of men violently destroyed the stage. Man, that's scary. Want to know what really happened? Well, let's start with this. In Andrew's piece, Andrew says the gathering was billed as an anti-trafficking event. Billed as? What was it? It actually raised money to fight human sex trafficking. That's exactly what it did. Andrew can't tell the truth about that because Andrew could have linked to what these groups do. He chose not to do that, so he's living with this lie. Why? Why would Andrew do this? Then they talk about, Andrew talks about this organization with informal ties to an Arizona anti-government outfit. Informal, why is it in the piece? If it's an informal tie, why is it there? And by the way, Andrew quotes the Inlander, which is an organization, a newspaper that sometimes runs sex trafficking ads. They have ties to the sex trafficking industry. Do you see the way this game is played? What was Satan? The original liar. Thief, murderer, and liar. You live in a world where people do not understand that, where someone like Andrew has been captured by this lie. Andrew needs to defend the sex trafficking business, which he does in his article. This Deja Vu club they talk about, I'm from Spokane. That was a notorious place of exploitation, utterly notorious. He doesn't tell this story. Helping Captives trains women who have been taught by society that their only value is their bodies. They train them to work where? For Helping Captives, to help other women and girls who've been sex trafficked. The event was simply this. Moms and therapists and nurses, friends of mine. Yes, I was involved in this event. I wasn't at the ruck, but I was at a workout earlier in the day. They prayed to Jesus. They had moments of silence. There were no weapons. One person had a knife because he forgot to take it out of his hunting backpack. It's North Idaho. On AFR, we tell the other side of the story. Here's this side. Andrew is very concerned that people respect Andrew's pronouns. I don't mean to be hurtful. I really don't. But I look at Andrew's picture and I believe that perhaps Andrew is a woman who's been hormonally altered to look like a man. That's my belief. That doesn't change who Andrew is to me. But Andrew is so intent on pronouns but didn't take the time to actually say what these groups do because there's a capturing. We at AFR will not be captured. We'll not be captured by sponsors. We'll not be captured by outside monies. When Brother Don created this network, we were created through the great providence of God. There's no one here more important than God. So when you call and you make a donation, you are donating to an organization that is absolutely committed to stewarding these monies across the world so that people hear God related to the news. 877-616-2396. So how would we relate God to this news story? Number one, you shall not lie. Andrew lied throughout that piece. Number two, God created us in his image, male and female he created us. No need then for pronouns. Doesn't mean that we'd be cruel to people who use pronouns because, of course, we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. Every news story you can relate to today can be related back to the Word of God, and this is what we can do here at AFR, the radio network. We also have documentaries, we've got films, we've got books. When you donate, you get into this great opportunity to not just get drive-by tune-ins. That's people who actually, you know, they get satellite radio, they're in a rental car, mom and dad have the radio on, they're in a business where it's on. But you also get people time and time and time again able to step into societal circumstances and say, of course there's a sin issue here. Let me give you another example of this. We know about the disaster relief going on. Praise God that it's going on. North Carolina has been utterly, utterly decimated. I'm praying for my friends in Florida. I've got multiple friends in Florida, all across the region, Georgia, friends in Georgia. So we know about the relief. But here is CNN pretending the White House is not diverting FEMA disaster funds to welcome and house illegal immigrants.
With more than 200 people now confirmed dead, hundreds more still missing. Helene, now the deadliest hurricane to hit the mainland U.S. since Hurricane Katrina in 2005. President Biden and Vice President Harris touring hard-hit communities across the Southeast, and earlier this week deploying active-duty troops. Donald Trump preparing to make his second visit to Georgia today and claiming without evidence that the Biden administration is withholding aid from states, including Georgia and North Carolina.
They stole the FEMA money just like they stole it from a bank so they could give it to their illegal immigrants that they want to have vote for them this season. You know, they're trying to get them on the voters' roll. We cannot let that happen.
The White House pushing back against those allegations, releasing a statement that says this, quote, "This is false. The disaster relief fund is specifically appropriated by Congress to prepare for, respond to, recover from, and mitigate impacts of natural disasters. It is completely separate from other grant programs administered by FEMA for DHS." Our panel is back here. Now, this is...
So we don't need to hear the panel. You heard the claim. This is CNN saying it's false. The White House says it's false. You shall not lie. Lying is a sin issue. What is CNN? CNN has become a place of lies. On AFR, we can compare this to the Word of God. Why do people lie? To seek the favor of man. To feel comfortable, to feel popular, to seek the favor of man. We at AFR have an audience of one. That's God Almighty. We've got a family of many. That's all of you. When you donate, you become closer into the family. You help us then take a story like this that you can take to your kids and grandkids. What are they doing here? Can we prove they're lying? Yes, we can. Let's prove it. Because here's CNN and the White House admitting the government diverts FEMA disaster funds to welcome and house illegal immigrants.
On the West Coast on a fundraising swing and quickly sort of came back. And now you see that they're...
We're going to text you and you'll just, well, trust the host. They actually admitted it. It's time and time again, the spokesperson at the White House admitting and bragging about the fact that they use FEMA funds to house illegal immigrants. It is a CNN piece bragging about it, showing the actual housing and the buses taking these people around. When we look at this through God's word, we can do something else. And I think this is incredibly important. I'm going to share with you a story about my dog. Now, I get it. Another distraction. Nope. Write down the phone number again, because I'm going to share with you how a relationship with my dog is comparable to something we get to do here with God's word. Because my dog she's a big white dog. She's beautiful. A lot of people in this year, it's the prettiest dog I've ever seen. Her name is Luna. Luna is emotionally crippled. She is the most skittish dog you'll ever see. She shouldn't be because she's big, but there's a magic thing I can do with Luna to help her feel comfortable. And I want to compare this to something that we can do, armed by God's word, into a world that's going nuts. Everybody sees that it's going crazy, but there's something we can do. Write down the phone number, 877-616-2396. And I'll tell you how I have helped my dog feel comfortable around gunshots and huge beef cattle. And it's a way I think that we can use God's word to help people understand the need for redemption. And you can drive this through your donations at 877-616-2396. I got a brother, a colleague over here eating food. He's getting to eat. His phone's not ringing. Will you get this guy off the food? 877-616-2396. I'm Todd Herman. This is A Disciple's View.
behalf of our broadcast team at Family Talk, this is James Dobson. You know, we couldn't be more pleased to be part of American Family Radio's ministry. As you know, American Family Radio is in the midst of a share-a-thon to raise financial support. And it's that support from you and from so many others that will allow this station to continue offering ministry that's impacting not only you and your family, but this entire community. So give them a call today and let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing for the kingdom, and give as the Lord lays it on your heart. It will also be appreciated by all of us here at Family Talk. The Lord bless you and your family, and along with you, we anticipate wonderful days of blessing ahead.
My name is Cheyenne Hannah, and I'm from Heber Springs, Arkansas. I've just been really blessed by AFR just because it's a way to surround myself with God's Word and with His truth. And I've been listening to it since I was a little bitty 5-year-old girl. So I'm super, super thankful for you guys and for your mentorship and discipleship.
It's day 2 of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Disciples View. I'm Todd Herman. And the phone number again, 877-616-2396. Will you write that down, please? You might use it later. You might not be able to do this right now. You might be inspired. Write it down. Put it in an appointment book. Put it on a digital calendar so you do not forget to donate, or do it during this program. So I'm going to share a story about my dog. I told this earlier. Jeff's sitting next to me. Jeff helped me record my podcast this morning. You have to hear this again, brother. I'm sorry. So I had this. I have this white dog, and she's a big dog. She's kind of cream-colored, very pretty. And I say that because every time I take her walking, people stop and say, oh, wow, that's a pretty dog. She's also very skittish. And we live in an area where people shoot guns. We live up in the woods of North Idaho, 600 people. And people have home shooting ranges, so sometimes there's guns. And she comes from the Seattle area. We're used to gunfire, but normally there's sirens after that and people screaming because there's been a drive-by shooting, so that's all good. But in the woods, it's scary to her. And as we were walking around and the guns go off, she wants to run home. Tail between the legs, I have to force her to walk. And then I learned something. When I gave the gunshots names, and I said, Luna hears guns, she wasn't afraid anymore. Every time I named it, it became better. So now we go walking and the gunshots start, and she turns and she looks at me. And when I say, Luna hears guns, she almost nods. Oh, okay, yeah, those are guns. Those are guns. Same thing happened with beef cattle. We were going on a hike and happened to step into a place where there are a bunch of beef cattle, a bunch of bulls, very huge animals. And my dog didn't like that. They're huge. What are these things? The smell was different. She'd never smelled these things before. And she looked at me, panicked, and I said, Luna sees cows. Now, we've done this repeatedly, and every time we walk by, she turns around, she says, and she looks at me, and she's thinking, cows? Yeah, those are cows. How does this relate to the Word of God? Because people are looking at the world, and they're saying, what is going on? Why is it that all of a sudden men are women? Because of the lie. Because God is a God of order, not disorder. So why do we feel so badly about this? How come we can see this? Because we have given ourselves to the Holy Spirit so we can see things other people don't see, because we have the light inside of us, because Jesus is the light. He doesn't bring the light. He is the light. Why do we know these things are lies and other people don't? Because God is truth. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. That's how we can see this truth and other people can't. So what do we have to do? We have to rescue the captives. What does God expect of us? He expects us to rescue the captives, to pray for people, to pray for even people we might regard as our enemy. Do you see how we can take this and apply it to news in a way that helps people make sense of their world? When you donate today, you might provide someone the first ever Christian explanation they've ever heard for the news. Now, if this is touching you and it's speaking to you, it's not an accident and it's not me. I'm not capable of that. If you're being driven to donate, that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. So call right now, 877-616-2396. Your donation might be $50 a month. That's fantastic. That's $600 a year that is stewarded so well in these offices where the executives don't have big office suites. They don't have marble floors. They've got decent workable offices where the vehicles we drive here are old serviceable vehicles. We're not driving around in BMWs, which other media companies do. That doesn't happen here. So call 877-616-2396 and know that this is going to be so well stewarded. Also know this. God's word will never die away, and when you invest in this, you are pushing God's word into a world where the Mockingbird Media is redefining what it means to be a Christian. At CBS News, they've chosen someone to report on Christianity, or so they would tell us. Now, I want you to hear this piece, and you tell me if this is what you want your kids and your grandkids and your neighbors and your employees hearing as Christianity or watching as Christianity, or if you'd rather make a donation to AFR so that we, through films and books and documentaries and this radio network, we can help confront this. This is from newsbusters.org. On CBS Mornings, contributor Lisa Ling, a former cast member of The View, self-identifies as a diehard feminist, which CBS thinks is a good reason to assign her stories on the state of spirituality. In September, Lisa Ling championed the notion of female priests in the Catholic Church, and on Thursday, Ling promoted a so-called transgender man, meaning a woman, who's a pastor in Hollywood for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
We're back this morning with a new installment of our series, The State of Spirituality with Lisa Ling, which highlights Americans on unique journeys of faith. Many traditional religions are trying to make progress toward being more inclusive of the LGBTQ plus community, but for some groups, it's been a very slow journey on that front. Today, Lisa introduces us to a pastor in California who wouldn't be welcome to preach in many American churches.
Each player spins a spinner.
Drew Stever says his life is pretty average.
We play board games and we garden and we make art and we have to remind our kids 12 times to pick up the socks in their bedroom.
What?
He and his partner Hazel live in Southern California with their three kids and two dogs.
Hazel always tells me, like, I'm her boring white guy.
But you haven't always been a boring white guy.
No, I haven't always been.
Jesus is asking the people around him, where do you stand?
Stever is a transgender man, and he's also an ordained minister in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
Do we stand on the side of fear and hate, or do we stand on the side of curiosity and awe?
Some Christian denominations have evolved to be more inclusive of the LGBTQ plus community, but the acceptance of trans clergy has been much slower. According to Pew Research, the majority of Christians still feel whether a person is a man or a woman is determined by their sex assigned at birth.
Do you believe that the Lutheran Church is a safe place for queer people?
It is trying so hard.
In 2015, the Lutheran Church ordained its first trans priest. Trans clergy also serve in other denominations, but most still forbid LGBTQ plus clergy.
Because there are a lot of people who say that according to the Bible, God made man and woman, and that couldn't be more clearly defined. Mm. How do you respond to them?
It's hard to relate it to modern day times because it wasn't written for...
It wasn't written for the modern times. Take the phone number and then let me give you a response to this. 877-616-2396. If the explanation I'm about to give you touches you, you think it's a good one, donate so you can repeat it around the world. In this case, Lisa Ling, who's an activist, she wants to redefine Christianity. She is inviting this pastor to say, well, that word of God no longer applies. Can I show you a secret game? Go to the same activist and say, does love your neighbor as yourself apply today? Does that still apply? They will say yes. And it gives everything away. Jesus is inclusive. He is inclusivity. He made all of us, every one of us. The pretense that inclusivity only means agreement is just that. It's a pretense. Anytime you take the word of God and you say, well, this part doesn't apply because it was a long time ago, but this part still applies, you're lying. You shall not lie. No word from the word of God shall pass away. So you on AFR have an opportunity to reply to society with succinct questions like that. If that doesn't apply, if God made man and woman doesn't apply anymore, does the part where God made the universe, does that apply? Does salvation apply? Well, that was for a different time. Okay, so we don't get salvation anymore? They get tied up in their own words, and God tells us just that. That the tongues of fools and the tongues of schemers will bind them in their own lies, and this is what you can observe. We have an opportunity at AFR to apply this to news story after news story after news story. So let me talk about some of the ways your money is applied at AFR. Number one, you're hearing it. This network on which I am absolutely honored to be a part. Number two, the proper stewardship of culture. I wish you could look in here. I wish you could see the room as I see boss members, teams. We don't have bosses here. We have leaders who are in this room the entire day. I wish you could have been here the other day when Tim Wildman came walking in. I've never met Tim. I've worked here for almost a year. I've been connected with the network this long. I've never shook his hand. And he came in, and it's my habit to stand. When you meet someone for the first time, if you're sitting, you stand. And I started to stand up. You know what Tim Wildman said to me? He goes, no, you don't need to stand up. I'm just a man. He doesn't know me well enough to know that I'd stand up for any man. It's not just Tim Wildman. But I'm here to tell you that's not normal in media culture. You don't just stand, but you somehow salute. You say, oh, my gosh, what an honor to meet you. That's what you're supposed to do, not here, because there's one audience that's God Almighty. There's multiple family members. So you have an opportunity to compare cultures. Here's another way your money is used. The culture here is a culture of friendliness. I'm greeted at the front door by people who barely know me with a hug and a slap on the back. We talk as colleagues. That's not the way things normally work. You can power this. When Brian Wildman went out to be the original culture warrior, do you think he knew what AFR would become? Do you think you know what your donation would become? If you were to give $10,000 today and never give again, that $10,000 can be multiplied in hundreds of thousands of ways. Here's how. One single idea, like the one we just gave, where if the left says, well, that part of the Bible no longer applies. That part of the Bible no longer applies. And we can say, what about love thy neighbor as thyself? That one rhetorical trick could be the thing that shifts people away from falling for the lies of Satan versus coming with us with the word of God. Your $10,000 donation could mean that 10,000 more people hear that and repeat it 10,000 times. Now you've got a million or more people who've heard that technique. I'm often asked, when you're confronting culture, what are some of the ways you do it? Well, that's one way. Here's another. And this is something I want you to write the phone number down for, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Don't be afraid to ask questions, particularly with people with whom you disagree. I had an occasion to have a discussion once with a woman who lives as a man, and that woman is very good at doing it. And that woman pulls it off. Woman's name is Mac. It's difficult for me not to call Mac a man because the illusion is so good. Do you know how that conversation began? With me simply saying, you did this before other people. I mean, no offense, but you're in your 50s. Was it a different time then? And Mac said, I'm so glad you asked that question. Yes, it was. There were a lot more gatekeepers. I said, explain that. And Mac said, well, when I transitioned, and she uses that phrase, when I transitioned, I had to wait 4 years. I had to go through multiple psychological assessments. I had to live as a man, dressed as a man, that I was able to do that successfully. Only then would they give me hormones, testosterone. And only after I was on the testosterone for 4 or 5 years was I able then to get the surgery. I said, so what does that mean? And Max said it means that I didn't do something casually. I didn't do something in the season of my youth where we're all confused. I did this after sober judgment. And I said, what does that mean to today's society? She said, Max said, it means that they no longer care. Now listen to this. They no longer care. About who? The kids. And I said to them, to Mac, do you understand the phrase, the least of these? And Mac said, wait, the what? The least of these. No. I said, can I tell you something? It's from the Bible. And Mac said, okay. Clearly defensive. Did you know that Jesus said, as you treat the least of these, so you treat me? Mac said, wait, Jesus said that? Yes. As you treat the least of these, so you treat me. And Mac leaned in and said, wait, so if you treat people poorly, you're treating Jesus poorly. Yes. I'd never heard that. I'd never heard that. And Mac said, I think a lot of Christians should pay more attention to that. I said, I think you're right. See, we need Jesus. Mac had never heard someone explain it that way. We need Jesus. On this network, you have an opportunity to take techniques like that and implant them into your mind, the minds of your neighbors, the minds of your employees. When we ask questions and we do it in a gentle, inviting, curious way, people will not just answer the questions, they'll often reveal who they are. And having done that, they're much more likely to hear from us the Word of God. They're much more likely to be welcoming when we then express how we've become who we are, which is through the great providence of the Holy Spirit. AFR repeats this on 180 radio stations, on films and books and movies and mailers, and your donations, $10,000, $9,000, $5,000, or $50, multiplies that across countless lives. It might be today that someone goes home and says, I heard a great example of how to ask a biblical question from any of the hosts here, all of them more advanced and more mature Christians than I am. You can donate now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, if you're listening to AFR, obviously, Ari wouldn't hear this. You're from a very self-select group of people, but let me make you aware of this. There are places in America where you don't ask the question, what church do you attend? In fact, I'll tell you an example of this from the separate country of Seattle. I was walking into the office one morning, and I worked in a shared office place, and there's a woman sitting there. Her name is Deb, very kind lady. I got there very early after the gym. I just knocked on the door. I said, hey, Deb, how you doing? And she said to me, oh, I am so frustrated. Oh, what's going on? I went and sat down. She goes, oh, my gosh. We were watching this TV show last night, and there was this preacher, and he does this prayer rug thing. And people send in rugs or bits of cloth, and he's supposed to pray over them. They found out he doesn't even pray over them. He throws them out, and people have made him a multi-multi-millionaire. That's why I hate Christians, she said. That's why I hate Christians. And I said to her, well, Deb, as a Christian, I can see why that made you angry. She said to me, wait a minute, you're a Christian? Yes. She leaned in and she said, but you're so nice. I said, Deb, we invented nice. Jesus invented nice. He came from a time where nice was rare. And it's sort of the point. It's sort of the point of our faith. One of the things we say, Deb, is love your neighbor as yourself. She goes, oh, I've heard that. Have you heard this one? By this, people will know you're my disciples, that you love one another. If you're meeting someone who is consistently unloving, consistently hateful, or in this case, consistently stealing, they may say they're Christians, but they don't walk with what we call the fruit of the Spirit. She goes, the fruit of the Spirit, is that like wine or underwear? And I laughed politely. No. The fruit of the Spirit comes from having the Spirit of God within us, the Holy Spirit. You can judge people by their fruits. You're a nice enough person, Deb, that I might have been fooled into thinking you're a Christian. And it's sort of hurtful that you just said you hated all of us. I'm so sorry, I didn't know you're a Christian. A lot of us are quiet that way on the West Coast. It's 877-616-2396. If anything you've heard this hour has touched you, please come in and donate. You can do it securely at AFR.net. I want to see every phone ringing. I want these people begging for mercy. 877-616-2396. He who gives mercy shall receive it. This is Disciples View. We will continue. We'll be right back.
honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I think one of the things that has always impressed me about Brother Don is he's the type of leader that demonstrates what a person should be when it comes to having a servant's heart. And, you know, I remember the early days when I came in here about 22 years ago. I remember him being first in and last out at night. That's the kind of work ethic that Brother Don has. He'd be first in and he'd adjust that thermostat, overnight, because when he left the night before, he kind of turned it down so that he wouldn't be wasting electricity. That's the kind of servant's heart he had. It was all about the ministry. His ongoing concern about, we had people who are donating to this ministry, and he was going to be a good steward of their funds. But also, the second aspect of that, if he expected you to work hard, is because he worked hard. And so he was always there to inspire you to give your very best every day, because what you were doing for the Lord.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Yes, my name is David. I live in Borger, Texas. My mother passed away last year, and before she passed, she said, "Don't you listen to AFR?" Well, I'm a delivery driver. And so now I listen to AFR from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. My mom was an avid listener. And whenever we would leave the house, she would have a radio on. "Mom, don't you want to turn off the radio?" "Oh, no. That's air purifier." So she loved AFR, and it has been a great deal to her as well as to me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Disciples View. I'm Todd Herman. It is, in fact, fundraising time. It's Share, 877-616-2396. Write that number down, because I'm going to tell just another story as we come up. And then I have some news about who's going to be on the phones here answering a phone call. Some big news on that. Well, it's not big. That sounds rather self-serving. Can I tell you a dynamic that's gone on in the world that's very frustrating to me? I feel a failure. I spent a lot of time trying to warn people about the modified RNA injections. Now, how on earth would I possibly know that the modified RNA injections are going to harm people? Yes, I looked at the work of people like Geert Vandenbosch, who's an actual immunologist who actually invented real vaccines. I read that. I read the work of people who were former Pfizer VPs saying this stuff is a bad design. But you know what else I used? God's design. Now, see, this is another aspect of how we can look at news through a godly lens on AFR that other people will not. Our bodies are code. DNA is the most remarkable code base ever written, and I can prove this. Want to know how? The code in your body that causes you to be built, it is, first of all, code that writes code. Think of this. They're still working on this in Silicon Valley, code that writes code. You know what else it is? It's hardware that builds hardware. That's extraordinary. And there's something else it is. It's communicable. You can pass life onto another human being, through another human being. In the godly union of marriage, one man, one woman, you are actually passing readable, writable, understandable, in fact, printable code. It is so powerful and such clean code that the code that writes and creates human beings is less code than exists in two internet browsers. It's that elegant. So how did I know the modified RNA injections are wrong? And why am I even talking about this? Well, I'm talking about it because there's an alarming rise in super fit young people suffering heart attacks. Why would that be? because we did something that's never been done before. We forced people to take injections of code. The modified RNA injections are code. It hijacked your body's genes. It caused your body to produce a poison. The spike protein is a poison. It's called a cytotoxin. Cytotoxicity means it attacks the cells of the body. People who were honest up front talked about this. The reason I feel a failure is I didn't stop more people from getting this injected. So how do we know these things? First thing we can do is lean into the fact that God has designed our bodies in specific ways. He didn't just make us male and female. He made consistent, readable, writable, understandable code that we can treat as a communicable passing on of life. We should trust that design. Unfortunately, people want to hack that design. Who wants to hack these things? People who think they are God want to hack this. And you can say, apply it to yourselves. But when you start forcing it into other people, that's where we get these problems. If you've never heard an explanation like that before, or you think that's a useful explanation, something that you could pass on to others, then donate based upon that. Because at AFR, through books and movies and this radio network, all of the hosts here afford you opportunities to take examples like this, to apply them to your life as you steward your family, your employees. Even sometimes we have to steward our parents. Call 877-616-2396. And as we're getting near to wrapping up this hour, can I tell you something I'd love to take home to Idaho? I would love to take home a photo of that board counting these donations. When $10,000 hits it, I know there's someone who's been blessed that way who could do that. That would just be fun for me to take home and show my family. 877-616-2396. I'm going to share with you another story from Godless Seattle. This has to do with Muhammad, the so-called prophet Muhammad, the prophet of what I think is a satanic faith, or at least an antichrist faith. So get ready to call 877-616-2396 or give securely online at afr.net. On this program, and by the way, I have gotten a lot of compliments in this building from people about this particular feature of the show. That feels really good. Thank you for that. It is something we do that is sometimes hard to do. We thank the Lord for placing the supposedly wise people on tall towers of shaking sand with our feature called The Tower of Babel.
You know about the biblical truth of the Tower of Babel. A Disciple's View presents...
Culture is, it is a reflection of our moment and our time. And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment.
The Tower of Babbling.
Three sound bites in the Tower of Babbling. Usually three. Sometimes we get a bonus in here. If any of these are funny to you or interesting, call 877-616-2396 and make a donation. Mark Kelly, a Democrat senator from Arizona, says Kamala Harris is committed to the values of Hispanic voters and Muslim voters.
Priorities.
Senator, you are in Dearborn, Michigan right now. There is a large Arab American population there, very open about its frustration with the Biden-Harris administration's support for Israel's retaliatory war in Gaza. Tensions are even higher because a U.S. citizen from Dearborn was killed as part of an Israeli strike in Lebanon. What is your message to Muslim and Arab American voters there who are seriously considering either sitting out this election or voting Republican?
Well, they shouldn't be considering that. They should be voting for Kamala Harris. I mean, she is committed to their values. She met with them, many in the Muslim and the Arab community here earlier in the week, to talk about the issues that they care about. And certainly, peace in the Middle East is at the top of the list. And the American citizen that was killed in Lebanon, you know, that is tragic. Kamala Harris also understands that loss of life in any conflict, innocent loss of life, is a tragic situation. And I know she's the person that's ready to deal with this on day one.
Now, wait. She has also said that she is in support of the values of Hispanic voters. Wait. Those aren't the same values. And she's in support of the values of Muslim voters. Islam teaches to kill the infidels. She's in support of that? No. Kamala Harris doesn't exist. She is a figment of her own imagination. She is a biological entity with absolutely no morality because it stands on nothing. It will fit into any moral container so long as it provides her more power. Second soundbite in today's Tower Babbling. The White House and CNN's so-called fact checkers enjoy lying about FEMA fundings being diverted to illegal immigrants. Fox News has the proof.
It's just categorically false. It is not true. It is a false statement. No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
Wait, so it's categorically false, except she said it. Now, if you like these sort of things being broadcast with God's word, for instance, you shall not lie. For instance, God warned us about human kings. For instance, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Then make a donation at 877-616-2396. Here's the last soundbite in today's Tower Babbling. Kamala Harris was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. As people in the South were dying in the hurricane and floods, here's how she said she was feeling that day.
Welcome to Call Her Daddy.
It is good to be with you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
We're in the final stretch of the election.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Wow. That's lacking some awareness as to what the rest of the country is feeling, particularly in the South. And that's a wrap for today's Tower Babbling.
That was the Tower of Babbling.
Whoa. That is news.
On a Disciple's View.
Write the phone number down because it's story time once again. It's 877-616-2396. Since you're listening to AFR and we're closing out this hour, I have some news as to who's going to be on the phones here in a second, taking donations. I also see, let's see, one, two, three colleagues who are not taking donations. This hurts me because I want them to be sweating with pressure. I want them to say, don't bring Herman in here anymore. It's 877-616-2396. If God is touching you from any of these stories, please make a donation now, $50 a month or $500 a month. All of it goes and is well stewarded to spread the word of God. We often wrap up this show with a little personal observation from me, something that God has taught me. I want to take you inside unchurched America. Because you listen to AFR, you probably know the word of God, you're learning the word of God, you spread the word of God. But it so needs to be spread. Let me take you inside unchurched America. Again, this is also from Seattle. This happened in a radio station at which I was gifted to work and at a morning show. There was a producer, a young, very leftist producer, who kept using God's name in vain. And I'm talking about the GD phrase. Gosh, blang it. Consistently saying this in the newsroom, and every time he said it, I was saying, God forgive him. Every time he said it, and it was many, many times throughout the day. And I finally turned to him and said, can I share something with you, Sean? Yes. I go, that's really hurtful. He said, what? I said, when you're saying, gosh dang it, because he was saying the actual thing, that's really hurtful to me. I'm not asking you to stop. I'm not in the business of telling my friends, or in your case, colleague, because we're not friends. We don't know each other. I'm not in the habit of telling other humans how to speak. But I want you to know it's hurtful. Okay, thank you for telling me. And he continued to use it. Continued to say it. So I came back to him quietly, and this is around the water cooler. Those are real things in offices like that. And I said to him, say it about Muhammad. He said, what? I said, say it about Muhammad. What you're saying about my Savior, Jesus Christ, who's, by the way, your Savior as well, go back into that room, sit down, and say it about the so-called Prophet Muhammad. Say, dang, you know, the full word. I don't say that on AFR. I try not to say it at all. But go say that about Muhammad. Say his name in vain. Go into that room and do it. And he stood there for a second. He said, okay, so I think I get your point. What is it? Well, you said it's hurtful. I understand it's hurtful. No, that was my earlier point. What is my point in telling you to go say it about Muhammad? I mean, it was hurtful to you. No, That was my earlier point. Why am I challenging you to say it about Muhammad? Why did I challenge you on that? I don't know. Because you won't. Because you are afraid. Because you see no risk from people like me. You understand I'm no risk to you. But you know, and I know, if you went out in that room and you said that about Muhammad, first of all, you'd be putting yourself at physical risk. Secondly, you know, and I know, that HR would be down here in 15 seconds. And you know, and I know, you'd be in a write-up. See, you're in the habit of pretending that we're the great, great, great controlling factor. We're the ones who are oppressing others. But Sean, the very fact that you won't say that, but you'll say this about my beloved Savior, shows me that you don't understand who we really are. Again, I'm not telling you to stop saying, gosh dang it. I'm having you understand that it's hurtful with someone who is going to turn the other cheek, maybe not rhetorically, but turn the other cheek. He eventually came around after having felt embarrassed and called out and targeted, and in a later conversation said, that's the first time anyone's ever confronted me that way about those words, and I understand it's hurtful, and I'm not going to do it anymore. The reason I asked you to write down the phone number is this. You are armed. You wear the armor of God. You have his word in your heart. You have it written on your foreheads. Today, by writing a check or rather using a credit card at 877-616-2396, you have the ability to pass that ability on to people you've never met. You have the opportunity now as we close out this hour at 877-616-2396 to maybe have 10,000 people go into their office place today where someone is using that word, using that phrase, taking the Lord's name in vain, and instead of just getting red-faced and frustrated and going home and telling their wives, I can't stand working there, they're such ungodly people, to in a godly and friendly way go boldly into this to take them aside and say, that's hurtful. You have an opportunity to invite people to do likewise. I learned so much by being around Christian people who are more advanced in the faith, and everyone on AFR is a better Christian, a more advanced Christian, a more mature Christian than I, and I've been blessed to listen to this network because so often in Idaho, I don't get to. I've been blessed to understand the blessing of it as I drive around Tupelo, Mississippi, which, by the way, is an amazing place. 877-616-2396. Now, as we get ready to shift gears, I'm going to actually exit this chair, and I'm going to go over and take phone calls. So I'm going to be taking donations. I would love it if there was an opportunity to chat with you. Now, I won't be able to sit and visit long, but I'd love to hear your voice. I'd love to talk with you, and it would just thrill me if one person, just a single person who listens to Disciples View, got connected with me today. That would be a huge joy. It's 877-616-2396. You can call. You can also give online securely at AFR.net. AFR.net. What a blessing to be here with fellow broadcasters, all of them professional, all of them great storytellers, all of them with one audience in mind. That's God Almighty, although there's many family members. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Because we believe, we speak. Because he first loved us, we speak his Word. We go out and do as he said. We make disciples of all nations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until God gives us permission to speak again together, may his peace, which transcends all understandings, wash over you and your families on behalf today of Jeff, who's been helping me all day, poor guy, and AFR. I'm Todd Herman. This has been a Disciples View.